Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Dave Wilson. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. He's here to answer your lawn and garden questions this morning at 316-869-1330. 316-869-1330. You can also send your question to the KNSS Facebook page. Hey, good morning, Jason.
Hey, good morning.
Looks like it's going to be a pretty good day to get out and get some things taken care of in our lawn and gardens, right?
I think so. It's what a change a day makes, though, huh?
Right, exactly. That's Kansas. If you don't like the weather, you just wait a few hours.
Yeah, and it looks like we have a nice change for a week or so at least. And, it'd be a great time to get some of these things done. Some things benefit now. Some things, you know, preparing for maybe some of the lawn things we're going to do in a few weeks. But, we need to take advantage of this kind of weather when we get it in August.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's going on at Stutzman's. Looks like you have a sale on planters and hanging baskets right now, right?
We do some great lantanas and vincas and some of the other summer plants, great color, going to bloom, you know, until the end of the season. And so got a buy two, get one free on some of those. Maybe need to dress something up or you're the host of the barbecue for Labor Day and want a little color. So, yeah, great deal on some of those things. But, as we get into August, we're starting, mid to late August, starting to see some of those fall items coming in. And we want to make some room for all of that. So we've got that sale on the baskets and the planters. It's a buy two and get one free.
Good deal going on there. Let's talk about your produce. You still got some of your produce there for sale, like the peaches, right?
We do have Colorado peaches, got a group in on Wednesday again, and looks like we'll have one more week of Colorado peaches, and then we may check out how the crop a little farther north in Idaho is looking, but kind of getting towards the end of that Colorado peach season, so if you haven't got any yet, be sure and take advantage of that this week and next week, and otherwise you'll probably be out of luck for another year on those.
Yeah, and you don't want that to happen. Those are delicious peaches. Now, a great way to stay up to date with what's going on at Stutzman's is by visiting their website at stutzmans.com. Let's talk about your plant of the month. We're still in August, so that means it's the hibiscus. What is special about the hibiscus?
Just a great summer plant. August can be, and it was this year, not as extreme as some, but usually it's a pretty hot, pretty sunny month. And, some of our other plants kind of seem tired, or a lot of our other perennials and things, they already bloomed. Well, hibiscus, they love August. It's kind of their time of year. And so, we pick them, just great time to either enjoy them, or since they like this kind of weather, it's a good time to be planting them, but three different kinds of them. You know, the one we probably deal with the least is the tropical hibiscus, and we do get a group of those in, you know, around Mother's Day. They're real bright yellows, oranges, those kinds of colors, real shiny dark green leaf, but they're not winter hardy, so, you know, we just grow them as an annual, or if you have a sunroom or something, you could bring them in. But the other two members of that hibiscus family that are very common in Kansas this time of year is, you know, first the hardy hibiscus, and that's a true perennial, and that means it's going to die back to the ground each year and then come up from ground level. But varying sizes, you know, check the tag for what you're looking for, but, you know, we have varieties that can be anywhere from, you know, 2.5-3 feet tall to some of the big ones are, you know, 5 to 6 foot tall, so, you know, check that out to fit your space. But they have the really large, like, a lot of times they're referred to as dinner plate size flowers, you know, 10 inches or more across, and bright colors of reds, pinks, whites, and then, you know, combinations of those, you'll get swirls in some of the pink and white, or in the red, there's everything from, you know, a really bright fire engine red to burgundy and real deep wine colors. So some good variety of that, but a really good perennial for Kansas. And then the third one is going to be the Rose of Sharon, and it's a woody for our landscape, so it's going to have, you know, branches and things that overwinter and then it leaves back out on them, as opposed to dying clear to the ground. But they're great for, you know, if you want to have a specimen one, you can. A lot of times people will use them towards the back of the landscape, maybe as a little bit of a screening, even windbreaks, but, you know, depending on variety, you're looking at probably 5 to 8 foot tall, so they're a pretty good sized plant, but really going to be blooming throughout a lot of the summertime, and that's going to be a little bit different colors than you see in the perennial ones, but there's a really neat blue chiffon, and it's a double flower, so instead of the other hibiscus have just that single row of petals and then that big center to them, these are double, so they'll have another set of petals to them and make them look real full, but kind of a neat bluish color to them. And then, you know, there's whites and violet and, you know, the pinks, and so a lot of different colors on them, but good member of that hibiscus family. So depending on what you're looking for and where you want it, I mean, August has a hibiscus for you.
I like the way you put that. So let's, if you want more information about the hibiscus, you're going to find articles there on the Facebook page of Stutzman's. Just great information there about the hibiscus. Succulents, of course, popular this time of the year. Jason, you've got an article about those right now on the Facebook page as well. Why are those such great plants, especially during the summer?
You know, well, one, you can use them as an outdoor plant, and they like to be kind of planted tight into their pots, so you can get lots of different kinds and colors, and very heat and drought tolerant, a little different than a cactus. A cactus is going to have those little pads with spines on them, and none of the succulents have the spines, the needles like that. Now, some of them may have a sharper point to the end of the leaf, but it's part of the leaf where cactus have those spines growing out from them. So a little different there as to what makes it a succulent, but great for that. We also get a lot of people, you know, going back to school and things. They're a great, either classroom plant, or we get a lot of people, you know, a little dorm room. They don't take up much room. They don't need a lot of care. So they're a great indoor plant as well. And, you know, if you're using it outdoors, once we start getting, you know, temperatures that are getting, you know, 50 and below, it's probably time to bring it in if you want. But many of those succulents can live, you know, many years, so you're able to use them indoors and outdoors, so you can really get a good use out of them. And you know, one thing that's kind of fun here, in about another week and a half or so, we'll actually be starting all of the 2026 succulents here in our Pleasant View retail location. We use part of the side that we're not using for retail. We'll grow all of those succulents, get them started now while we have some free heat yet in September to get them all rooted and started, and then they kind of overwinter over here. But that's all little cuttings, probably an inch long or less, that all get stuck in all of their little pots, and we get them all rooted in. So it's kind of interesting that we're just a matter of days away from starting things for 2026 already.
Yeah, that is crazy. The succulent, another great plan here for mid to late August. Again, that article, to read all about them, you can find that on the Stutzman's Facebook page. You're listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show this morning. If you've got a question about your lawn or garden, the number to call, 316-869-1330. Again, that's 316-869-1330. You can also send it to the KNSS Facebook page. That's what Linda has done. And Jason, she's asking, what is the difference between potting soil, garden soil, and starting mix?
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good question there. Garden soil is going to be kind of just like that name says. It's for like a garden or a flower bed. It's meant to be used in the ground. It's going to be a form of dirt. It's going to usually be pretty enriched, have some organic matter with it. It usually has been heated to where there's no weed seeds and things in it, but it's going to be for areas where, we're wanting dirt, whether it's a low spot we want to fill in the yard, or, we want to work some fresh soil into an area we're going to plant, that kind of thing is its use. And then potting mix doesn't have any dirt at all in it. It's usually a mix of peat moss is the brown that kind of looks like dirt. And then you have pine bark and perlite and other things that help improve the drainage, and really more appropriate for container use. And, that can be just something really small, like a little house plant, or, we've got some planters in front of the building here that are, 3 feet or more across at the top of the pot. So, that's what that's going to be. And then starter mix or seed starting mix, it's going to be like a potting soil, but with all of the big pieces taken out. When we're seeding or starting that stuff, we really need to make sure we have really good contact with the seed to that mix. And so it's usually really a lot finer. It's able to go into smaller cells. A lot of times people do, little couple inch little pots that we're going to seed in, or maybe they have a sheet that has all of the little plug holes in it, but that seeding mix is fine, so you don't have a big piece of bark or perlite right where your seed's going to be. It's nice and fine. That seed can touch that soil really well and sprout out, and it stays pretty moist for that seed while it's little. And then, once it's bigger, we're going to plant it into garden soil in the ground or potting mix in a bigger pot. But it's for the beginnings of life for your little seedling.
All right, Linda, thank you for your question this morning. You can do what Linda did and send yours to the KNSS Facebook page. You can also call us and ask Jason at 316-869-1330. Now, we touched on it being a little bit cooler next week. Jason, is it okay to go ahead and maybe plant bulbs, like tulips, daffodils, etc.?
Still a little bit early for that. That's usually going to be the later part of September. We need ground temperature to actually begin to cool a little bit, not just air temperature. But what this kind of weather would be really good for, of course, if you want to plant some of the mums or some of these other plants, but also we're just coming up on the time of revamping some of our lawns. And when you get cooler weather and maybe a little rain or that kind of thing, it really perks up all of our plants. Well, it's really going to perk up all your little weeds in the lawn as well. And so a week of nicer temperatures like this is an excellent time to put down some weed control to kill out any of those leafy weeds that might have gotten into the lawn this time of year. And that way it's all cleaned up for, you know, not very long. You know, we're already, what, the 23rd? We're barely a week left in August. And September is when we start thinking about doing some of that overseeding and all. So would be a really great time to put some of that Weed Beater Ultra on there and get those leafy weeds out and get the grass all kind of rejuvenated and ready for some of those things.
All right. You know, we've talked about our lawn quite a bit this morning. Let's shift to the garden. What are some gardening tasks that we should ideally finish by the end of August?
You know, this is the time of month or time of year we're seeing, you know, we've been harvesting a little bit, and a lot of people have had some, a little break maybe in some of the tomatoes, and they're starting to come on again. And so, you know, a lot of those items, if we wanted to do a medium to light fertilizing on all of those guys one more time this year, you're really going to push out and get that last crop of those setting and coming on, give you some tomatoes and peppers taking us into the late season. Also be a good time, though, maybe you have some area you had something in earlier this year in the garden that's done, you know, turning that soil over, loosening it up again. But we could be planting, you know, some of the turnips and beets and, you know, some of those greens pretty quick here, the lettuce and spinach and some of those fall items. We get them started now, and then as it gets cooler, that's when they're, you know, ready to be harvesting and bulbing up. But good time to think about if you want to do some of that. And, you know, if you've got the rest of the garden still going with, you know, squashes and peppers and tomatoes, and you've got a little space, you know, you might as well throw some fall things in there. You're out there taking care of what you got. You might as well keep it going a little while.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let's get another question here on the KNSS Facebook page from Amanda. And she's asking, what can I do to get rid of the yellow jackets living in the ground around my house?
Yeah, some of those ground wasps and things can be a pretty good problem. A couple of different things you could do. Depending on, you know, if we know exactly where they are and all, but you're going to want to apply an insecticide. And if you, you know, have some of the areas, some of the sprays can work pretty well for some of that. The 8 would work well for that. But the other thing, and we've gone through a lot of it for several different surface pests in the lawns right now, but the granulars, the 8 makes a really good granular, and BioAdvanced has one too, that they'll do all of those surface insects. And so, you know, spreading some of that around those areas, they're going to come in contact with it going in and out of those burrows and all, and you can get fairly good control with that. Like I said, if we know where they are, the sprays, we can even direct it, you know, more even into those burrows and holes. But yeah, that stinks, walking along with no shoes on and stepping on a wasp and getting stung on the bottom of the foot. I have had that happen before.
That sounds pretty miserable.
Yeah, it kind of is. And so, yeah, controlling some of those are a pretty good idea. And it is a little more of a challenge than, you know, when you get the paper wasps that have that little nest up in the corner of the patio, and you get that 20-foot way sprayer and give them a shot and it takes care of them. They're not quite as easy to see, some of those ground-dwelling ones.
Amanda, thank you for your question this morning here on the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Don't forget, if you have a question for Jason, we've got about 9 minutes left. You can call with yours at 316-869-1330. Right now, let's get a Stutzman's update from Ben Miller.
If your plants could talk, they'd all say Stutzman's.
Stutzman's Greenhouse.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, this is Ben Miller. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. More with Jason coming up. It's been so wonderful to receive the much-needed rain and watch our landscapes flourish. On behalf of all of us at Stutzman's, I want to thank everyone who has shared our passion and the healthy lifestyle of gardening with us. Be sure and visit one of our garden centers. These hardy summer plants will enhance any of your area. Again, this is Ben Miller. Have a great day. Enjoy this beautiful time of year and take time for family and friends this weekend. We hope to see you soon at one of our 12 garden centers. Now back to Jason and the Home and Garden Show, brought to you by Systems Greenhouse and Garden Centers. Happy savings, and come join us in a healthy lifestyle of gardening.
At Systems Greenhouse, everything's green with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you are listening this morning to the Sussman's Home and Garden Show right here on 97. Let me rephrase that. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Dave Wilson. Jason Fritsch is here to answer your lawn and garden questions. The number 316-869-1330. Got a few minutes left to take your calls this morning. Jason, I saw a story, a lawn and garden story in the news I wanted to ask you about and see what you think. Apparently, remote-controlled lawnmowers are being used now in some cities. For example, the story I saw was in Detroit. They can be seen in use along city highways. You're just driving along, and there's a lawnmower doing its thing. Can you ever see yourself using one of these?
You know, those, I don't know, maybe. They're pretty neat. They do have smaller models for residential homes. They kind of remind you of a Roomba for the yard. They're a little bigger than that, but yeah. I know out here in Pleasant View, we have a Fairview Service down from us, and they do a lot of different mowers and all, and I assume they still have it, but a year or so ago, they had one of those that you're talking about, and they had it set up for a demonstration. But yeah, kind of that same thing. You have it run everywhere the one time, so it finds all the borders and it knows if it bumps something to go around them. But the part I thought that was kind of neat with it, if its battery runs low and it's not going to finish mowing, it goes and charges itself and then goes right back to where it left off and finishes. So you know, I could see that, and it's silent, so, you know, you don't have to wait until all your neighbors are awake before you mow. It can do it whenever, and so, yeah, there may be some benefits to some of that. They really have come a long ways with a lot of these power tools. I know some of the electric mowers that, you know, you push around are pretty effective now as well. So, yeah, it may not be too long before we have little Roombas running over the lawn taking care of it.
I have no problem with that. I could, you know, open up my chair on the lawn and sit there and have a nice tea and watch the Roomba mow the yard. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's all right, you know, and you don't have to do anything, or you could have it mow when you're not around, and just your lawn magically never needs mowed, and you never see anything happen.
I'm all for that. Pretty interesting technology right there. Let's talk about maybe some things we can do to start transitioning our garden to fall. Jason, what are some of those?
You know, some of those things we can start doing and would be, you know, pretty helpful in some of our perennials and things. We can start kind of cleaning up if we have, you know, old blooms left on things, cleaning them off, cleaning up some of those lower bottom leaves. You know, there's going to be some plants like if we have peonies and things as we go over the next few weeks. You know, you're going to start seeing that foliage beginning to fade and not look as good. And so we can start cleaning some of that stuff up again. And then, you know, like in our containers and all, Good thing, and it's kind of that same cleaning, but a little light grooming, a little light pruning on all of those as we hit some of this weather like we're having next week. These plants, you know, if we give them a little fertilizing, they're going to take off. You're going to have an amazing flush of blooms again. A landscape plant, too, we probably should mention while we're still in August, are roses. And generally, August is about when we want to do our last good fertilizing on them, you know, trim back any of the old blooms, kind of shape them up. But if we do that fertilizing now, they're going to have time to flush out and have a really great, you know, fall bloom and real good show. And the blooms get real big like springtime again. And so a lot of times that fall bloom is really nice. But we need to do the fertilizing now so it can take it up and use it for that. But then kind of have used it up and be done with it by the time we get to, you know, late October when it's starting to frost and that plant's needing to go dormant. It isn't trying to put on a bunch of new growth with a fresh fertilizer. So real key to having those best fall roses, you know, do that little light grooming and do that fertilizer on them right now, and you'll have beautiful roses again for this fall.
All right, we've got another question on our KNSS Facebook page. John is asking, does fertilizer expire? If so, how long is it good for?
For the most part, I will say no, it does not expire. Some of the organics, especially if they're liquids and things, may continue some of that breakdown process and may not be quite as good as they once were. But as long as our fertilizers stay dry, and you know, the majority of the ones we use are in a dry form, whether it's, you know, a granular that goes on dry, or even like the Stutzman's All Purpose or a Miracle-Gro, where you put the scoop in the water and mix it up and apply it as a liquid. But in its dry form, as long as we keep them dry, and you know, usually you want to store it out of the sun or the extreme temperatures, they're fine to still use. You know, if you're granular fertilizer, like for the lawn or something, is still all the little prills and not just one big hunk, it's going to be fine to use. Now, you know, if you have like weed and feeds and things like that, sometimes those, after a year or so, their effectiveness, that part begins to fade. The fertilizer would still be just as fine as long as it's kept, you know, out of the elements. It should be good for an extended period of time.
All right, John, thank you so much for your question this morning. Before we go, Jason, let's go over again the sale you have going on this weekend at Stutzman's.
Yeah, a couple of different things. Great color in all of those summer annual baskets and planters. So if you need to dress some things up a little bit or just add some new color, we've got a buy two, get one free on all of those items. Lots of new fall stuff coming in from mums and asters and some other great items, as well as all of that fresh produce. You know, get the Colorado peaches while we still have them, maybe a watermelon or cantaloupe while there's still time.
A lot of going on this weekend at Stutzman's. Plus, you got your garden club. How can people sign up for the garden club?
Garden club's great. We'll have a new edition coming out here in just a little over a week. You can either, if you're at the store, you can sign up right there in person, or the easiest way, if you go to the Stutzman's.com website, you can just click on Join the Garden Club, put in your info. You'll get the email newsletter once a month. We'll also send you a $5 coupon off a $25 purchase for signing up for the Garden Club. So some great benefits there as well.
Yes, finally, how can people get a question to you during the week?
Yeah, if you didn't get your answer today on something, drop me an email. And my email is the word questions at Stutzman's.com. And if a photo will help, be sure to include it, and I'd be glad to get back with you.
All right, plenty of great information again this week, Jason. We will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show here this morning. Join us again next Saturday morning for all of the latest garden and lawn info and your questions as well. Don't forget why grass could be so dangerous. Well, of course, it's because it's full of blades.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.